I want to finish up with a historical flashback of what happened 5 or 6 months ago when Zelensky got spanked in the White House. You're going to see a lot more of that this week coming up when he doesn't agree to the deal. He's already said he's going to sabotage it and try to block it. And then I'm going to hit this story that's gone so viral about Bill Gates and lab-created butter. And if you think people are upset about it now, wait till they learn what's really behind it. That's coming up next segment and more. But let's go back to the historic confrontation. People can never forget about this.
Disrespectful for you to come into the Oval Office and try to litigate this in front of the American media. Right now, you guys are going around and forcing conscripts to the front lines because you have manpower problems. You should be thanking the president for trying to bring it into this conflict.
Have you ever been to Ukraine that you say what problems we have?
I have been to...
Come once.
I've actually watched and seen the stories, and I know what happens is you bring people, you bring them on a propaganda tour, Mr. President. Do you disagree that you've had problems bringing people into your military?
We have problems.
And do you think that it's respectful to come to the Oval Office of the United States of America and attack the administration that is trying to prevent the destruction of your country?
A lot of questions. Let's start from the beginning.
Sure.
First of all, during the war... Everybody has problems, even you. But you have nice ocean and don't feel now, but you will feel it in the future.
You don't know that.
God bless. God bless. You will not have a war.
Don't tell us what we're going to feel. We're trying to solve a problem. Don't tell us what we're going to feel.
I'm not telling you.
Because
I'm
you're in no position to dictate that.
That's
remember
exactly
this.
I'm not dictating.
You're in no position to dictate what we're going to feel. We're going to feel very good.
You will feel influenced.
We're going to feel very good and very strong.
You will feel influenced.
You're right now not in a very good position. You've allowed yourself to be in a very bad position, and he happens to be right about it.
From the very beginning of the war,
you're not in a good position. You don't have the cards right now. With us, you start having cards.
Playing cards.
Right now, you don't. Yeah, you're playing cards.
Mr. President. You're playing
cards.
Serious.
You're gambling with the lives of millions of people.
You're
gambling with World War III. You're gambling with World War III. And what you're doing is very disrespectful to the country, this country.
I'm with all respect to you.
Far more than a lot of people said they should have.
Have you said thank you once?
A lot of times.
No, in this entire meeting that you said thank you.
Even today.
You went to Pennsylvania and campaigned for the opposition in October. Offer some words of appreciation for the United States of America and the president who's trying to save your country.
Please, you think that if you will speak very loudly about the war, you can...
He's not speaking loudly. He's not speaking loudly. Your country is in big trouble.
Can I answer?
Wait a minute. No, no. You've done a lot of talking. Your country is in big trouble.
I know.
You're not winning. You're not winning this. You have a damn good chance of coming out okay because of us.
Mr. President, we are staying in our country, staying strong from the very beginning of the war. We've been alone, and we are thankful. I said thanks
in
this cabinet, and not only in this cabinet.
We gave you, through this stupid president, $350 billion.
You voted for your
president. We gave you military equipment, and
your
men are brave, but they had to use our military.
What about West?
If you didn't have our military equipment,
you invited me.
If you didn't have our military equipment, this war would have been over in 2 weeks.
In three days. I heard it from Putin. In 3 days. This is something
maybe
new.
Less.
In 2 weeks. Of course, yes.
It's going to be a very hard thing to do business like this,
again,
I tell you.
Just say thank you.
Said a lot of times thank you to American people.
Except that there are disagreements, and let's go litigate those disagreements rather than trying to fight it out in the American media when you're wrong. We know that you're wrong.
But you see, I think it's good for the American people to see what's going on over here. I think it's very important. That's why I kept this going so long. You have to be thankful. You don't have the cards.
I'm thankful.
You're buried there. Your people are dying.
I can tell you
you're running low on soldiers.
You're
running low on soldiers. It would be a damn good thing. And then you tell us, I don't want a ceasefire. I don't want a ceasefire. I want to go, and I wanted this. Look. If you could get a ceasefire right now, I tell you, you'd take it so the bullets stop flying and your men stop getting killed.
Of course, we want to stop the war. But
you're saying you don't want a ceasefire.
But I said to you,
I want a ceasefire.
With guarantees.
Because you'll get a ceasefire faster than an agreement.
Ask our people about ceasefire, what they think.
That wasn't
it doesn't
with
matter
me.
For you what
That wasn't
what
with me.
It
that was with
a
guy named Biden, who was not a smart person.
But this
that
is
was
your,
with,
this
that
is
was
your
with Obama.
President. It was your president.
Excuse me. That was with Obama, who gave you sheets, and I gave you javelins.
Yes.
I gave you the javelins to take out all those tanks.
It's almost poetic, the products that we sell, because yes, they are the best. Yes, it is the best price for the highest quality. Yes, they are third-party tested. It's almost poetic because as we advocate for humanity, what we sell to you is that which makes you or allows you to make yourself a better version of yourself. Whether it's getting the methylene blue, which helps you with focus and energy and mental clarity, or ultimate life force, which makes your body healthier in so many ways I don't have the time to explain to you, whether it's the Shilajit that gives you incredible vitality, or the ultimate burn, which ensures that your metabolism is optimal, or the optimal human, which is everything the body needs. You see, we're fighting for your mind, your body, and your soul, not just with the products that we sell, but with the message of this network. We have to have the truth. We have to have freedom of speech. We have to have our rights, because, folks, we're about ready to go into an artificial intelligence war, into a space war, the likes of which humanity couldn't even dream of, even in science fiction. So please go to thealexjonesstore.com right now, not just for your mind and your body, but for your species.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Well, the story has gone mega viral in the last 2 days. And I'm so glad that the public is finally erupting with interest over this, because I've been focusing on lab-grown meat and lab-grown butter and lab-grown milk and insect flour. It's not flour. It's toxic chitin shells of crickets and things for decades. But now all the big top food producers, Tyson, you name it, in the last 4 years have invested tens of billions of dollars, and they've got factories, you pull it up, built all over the United States to have lab-grown meat and produce all these insects and try to force you to eat it. But a company in Illinois, funded by Bill Gates, has come out with lab-grown butter. And as gross as it is and how it's made, I'll get into that, how they tell you it's made versus how it has made is different. It's nothing compared to the lab-grown beef that's not beef, the lab-grown pork that's not pork, the lab-grown chicken that's not chicken, the lab-grown salmon that's not salmon, the lab-grown turkey that's not turkey. It's just insane. And when you learn that they grow it from cancer cells of a dead black woman, folks, I know that sounds insane. I'll show you the receipts. You can look it up all for yourself. It's public. It's not even debated. Bill Gates, anything he rolls forward, you should consider to be basically cyanide. So they want to ban traditional, real, sustainable agriculture by calling this sustainable. That's the ESGs, that's BlackRock, that's the Globalist Plan. That's the climate czar, Kerry, last year at the summit saying we got to cut half the farming, which they're doing in Ireland and Sri Lanka and the Netherlands, or, quote, the world will starve if we don't cut off half the food. You're like, that doesn't make sense. Cut the food in half or people will starve. This is the post-industrial world. This is what they want. And Israel is a leader with Netanyahu in lab-grown meat. What is cancer? It's cells that grow out of control and replicate at hyper speed. They use cancer shells from Henrietta Lacks, we'll get to her in a moment, and others. Only a few other people know that have this cell. It's a zombie cell. Won't die. And you can mix these cancer cells with growth hormone or insulin-like growth factor. Remember the big controversy about it being in milk, and they finally pulled it out? That's just giving it to cows, produce more milk, you get a little bit of it. They're growing this stuff in growth hormone. Wonder why your daughters are going to puberty when they're six? Wonder why your sons are having these problems? It's all on record. So Kennedy's got a working group, RFK Jr., head of HHS, to ban this, but a whole bunch of states have already banned it, including Texas. So that's the good news. But when you expose this for decades, finally, when you start seeing the public get upset about it, that's the exciting moment, because now that's the time to to get this crap shut down, not just here, but around the world. So we're not going to just look at the lab-made butter. We're going to look at lab-made beef, salmon, all of it right now. A company called Batavia in Illinois is making butter in a way you're not ever seen before. No animals, no plants, no oils. The butter is made from carbon oil. The sustainability-focused approach has the blessing and backing of Bill Gates. CBS News. So let's go ahead and roll this news report, then I'll give you the news behind the news, the rest of the story.
It looks, smells, and tastes like the butter we're all familiar with, but without the farmland, fertilizers, or emissions tied to that typical process. And this butter breakthrough, it's happening right here in Batavia. In the middle of an industrial park in a suburb west of Chicago, something unprecedented is happening.
So you're using this gas right now to, like, cook your food. And we're proposing that we would like to first make your food with that gas.
The company is called Savor. And you better believe it. Their pioneering tech uses carbon and hydrogen to make the stick of butter you see on this plate.
This is pretty novel to be able to make food that looks and tastes and feels exactly like dairy butter, but with no agriculture whatsoever.
And no long ingredient list the average person can't pronounce.
It's really just our fat, some water, a little bit of lecithin as an emulsifier, and some natural flavor and color.
How? Fats are made up of carbon and hydrogen chains. The goal here? Replicate those chains without animals or plants. And they did it. They tell me to simplify. They take carbon dioxide from
stop
the
right
air.
Here. Oh yeah, like the mRNA shots, they're totally safe and effective. Simplify. They're not telling you how they do it. I'm about to tell you how they do it. But again, without plants and cows, because remember, cow farts are bad, even though there's always been cows. The buffalo are wild cows. You can breed a buffalo with a cow. It's the same thing, bovine. There were more buffalo. Did you know that there are cows today in America? But they go, a cow farting's bad. Methane's bad. It's part of the atmosphere. So they want to ban traditional agriculture and go, don't worry. We got a laboratory owned by Bill Gates. That's where you get your butter. And let's simplify how we make it. We're not going to tell you how we make it, but we're going to simplify it. Let's continue.
And from water, heat them up and oxidize them. The final result?
It looks like a wax, like a candle wax at first.
But they're fat molecules, like the ones in beef, cheese, or vegetable oils.
Sustainability is why we are here.
It's all done releasing zero greenhouse gases, using no farmland to feed cows.
We're like not at full capacity in this facility yet. So,
and even though we're standing in a factory setting.
And in addition to the carbon footprint being much lower for a process like this, right?
Rewind that 10 seconds. I love the big tank behind her called slop water. They're like, it's totally clean. Wait till you hear. There's a slop water over here. There's no cows. There's no plants, those evil things. There's no carbon. Bill Gates, by the way, CNN wants to cut down trees because they're bad too. They produce carbon. Carbon dioxide. It's evil. All right, continue.
And even though we're standing in a factory setting,
and in addition to the carbon footprint being much lower for a process like this, right, the land footprint is like 1,000 times lower than what you need in traditional agriculture.
I know what you're
thinking.
Let's
stop again. Back up 10 seconds. Traditional agriculture, John Kerry, London Guardian headline. Organic agriculture is the worst. Got to ban it. Oh my God, actual cows eating grass and then and drinking water. And no. We've got a slop water facility. We're doing all this. They want to ban everything else. Bill Gates says he wants to ban eating beef. He wants to make you eat the new beef, which again is total fraud. It's not beef. It's not salmon. It's not butter. It's false advertising. And we're going to ban it. Russia's already banned it. Europe's banning it. The Chi-Coms love it. We need to ban it here, and it's happening. And I love the total rejection. I mean, 99% in polls. Again, we don't want Bill Gates to be our doctor or our chef. ABC News, AP, Reuters. Majority of polio cases worldwide caused by Bill Gates' vaccine. The guy's a mass murderer. but he does it through the shots, through the poison food, through the bug protein. I mean, it's insane that this is even going on. But here's the problem. I'm going to show you coming up. This is already on store shelves everywhere. Did you know that? Not just the butter. No, the lab-grown beef, the lab-grown poultry, the lab-grown salmon. And the names it's got, all natural, open ocean, ooh. And then it's laboratory grown in cancer cells. Go back to the report.
Into the carbon footprint being much lower for a process like this, right? The land footprint is like 1,000 times lower than what you need in traditional agriculture.
I know what you're thinking. I think we need to taste this.
I would love for you to taste this.
How does it taste?
Hey, pause again.
I love butter.
Notice how all the managers, all the reporters are women with Stockholm syndrome that went and got their college degree in PR and science. And so it's non-threatening. Oh, it's a woman. It's always a woman. Oh, we're going to teach your son to cut his penis off. It's transgenderism. Oh, I'm a woman. I'm non-threatening because epigenetically, you're not threatened by a woman as being a tyrant because traditionally men commit 97% of violent crime in every culture. But now because they have women up there selling the evil, it's like, well, it's a woman in a cute little red dress. It must not be threatening. It's not Hitler in a black uniform. That's the Trojan horse. Let's continue.
How does it taste?
I love butter, so I'm going to take a really healthy amount.
Admittedly, surprisingly, like butter.
Back it up again.
Cheers.
Back it up again. I love butter. It's all scripted, so I'm going to take a really big bite. It's not butter. How are they allowed to call bug protein, chitin, very carcinogenic, their shells, flour? How are they able to call human cancer cells beef? How are they able to call human cancer cells? I'm about to get to it. Fish. Because you take a blob of fish and throw it in with Henrietta Lacks' immortal cell line, and it grows a whole vat of it. The cancer takes over those cells, like the movie The Thing, and then replicates a giant vat. Some of these vats, I've seen them, are the size of Olympic swimming pools. You just throw in blobs of Henrietta Lacks' cancer blob, and you throw in some salmon cells, and a month later, you got a big, giant vat of salmon with growth hormone. Oh, that's really fun. I mean, this is, you couldn't come up with something this crazy in fiction. But they got a bunch of chicks. You know, she's got her little striped outfit on. She's like 29 and she's over here. Mmm, it's so good. Eat it. Like all the Hollywood stars they've hired in the last 10 years. They go, oh, I love maggots. I love maggot milk. They actually kept maggots turned into a, quote, milk. It's not milk. It's liquefied maggots. Imagine they said, oh, store's now selling liquefied maggot. Blended maggot. Would you buy blended maggot? Would you buy Henrietta Lacks cancer cells? No. So they call it milk. They call it butter. They call it all of that. I mean, you just... I can't believe we would have to fight this. All right, go back to the report.
I know what you're thinking. I think we need to taste this.
I would love for you to taste this.
How does it taste?
I love butter, so I'm going to take a really healthy amount.
Admittedly, surprisingly, like butter.
Delicious.
Cheers.
Yeah.
It tastes like butter.
Another reason they say this makes an impact, no palm oil, a significant contributor to deforestation and climate change. That's not all. Of the 51
yeah, let's
billion
stop again.
Tons.
It's all UN, back it up to the seconds, all UN, ESG, carbon dioxide, part of the life cycle, oxygen, water, sunlight, carbon dioxide. It's all for the UN. It's all, the cows are bad. Don't worry. Bill Gates has got it all. Fake butter, lab grown, all of it. Look, we've got the Dumbo chicks up here. It's okay. Continue.
We're trying to suck butter.
Another reason they say this makes an impact, no palm oil, a significant contributor to deforestation and climate change. That's not all. Of the 51 billion tons of greenhouse gases emitted every year, 7% is from the production of fats and oils from animals and plants. So when could you get a taste yourself? Right now, they're working directly with restaurants.
Back it up. Oh, it's so wonderful and so delicious and so healthy. When can you get it for yourself? Everybody has it in demand. We want it around. Don't worry. It's only at the most trendy restaurants first, just like the fake salmon from human cancer cells. We'll tell you about it in a moment. Let's continue.
Every year, 7% is from the production of fats and oils from animals and plants. So when could you get a taste yourself? Right now, they're working directly with restaurants, bakeries, and food suppliers, releasing these chocolates made with their butter in time for the holidays.
Savor butter in either its current manifestation or with our partners, we expect that to be on the shelves kind of more like around 2027.
Their teams here in Batavia, Illinois, and their home lab base in San Jose, California, backed by Bill Gates, who wrote in his blog, quote, "The idea of switching to lab-made fats and oils may seem strange at first, but their potential to significantly reduce our carbon footprint is immense. Believing butter can make a difference."
This is really about how we feed our species and heal our planet at the same time.
I put more information on food sustainability and how this could impact our food industry moving forward in the story that's up on our website right now, where you'll also find more information about this company. Reporting inside Savor's facility in Batavia, I'm Tara Molina, CBS News Chicago, investigators.
Oh, and like the doctors wearing white lab coats, take the shot. You can't get COVID. You can't share it. You'll get a nice heart attack and cancer, though, and it'll destroy your immune system, and you get COVID way worse. She's wearing a hard hat and safety glasses. My God, I got to listen to her. Reading off a teleprompter, reading a anti-human script. The good news is, I mean, everybody is rejecting this crap. But you notice, oh, they're putting it in food companies that don't tell you what's in the ingredients. They're like, well, they said that's coming in 2017. Really? It got approved last year. Now it went on the shelves this week at restaurants. At the most trendy Haitian restaurant in San Francisco, lab-grown salmon introduced by Bay Area-based cultivated seafood company, Wild Type. So it's not wild, but they tell you it's wild salmon when you, oh, it's wild, but it's not. It's not even salmon. Area-based cultivated seafood. Seafood, it's not seafood. It's grown in a lab. Cultivated seafood, wild. What did they call their company with the fake butter? Savor. It's savory. Everything. Like listing, again, a deadly poison like cyanide is applesauce. Lab-grown salmon is now FDA approved. Here's why this one restaurant is putting it on the menu. It's the hottest restaurant, the Haitian restaurant. Wow, Haitians are definitely known for their cuisine. Well, they're black. We better eat it. Lab-grown salmon hits the menu at an Oregon restaurant as the FDA greenlights the cell-cultured product. Texas becomes the seventh state to ban lab-grown meat. It's out of the Fort Worth newspaper. Oh, so there are people not going along with this. But CBS News didn't tell you that. Oh, banning lab-grown meat is stupid. It's not meat. That's false advertising. Who's afraid of lab-grown meat? Yeah, what's wrong, pussy? Scientists have created immortal human lipid cells. Now, let's talk about, in most of these companies, how they're producing it. Growth hormone, immortal cell lines, and then they just emulsify the cells of whatever it is they want to copy, and then the cancer grabs it and then uses the vitamin water, basically. I don't mean the actual company vitamin water, but, you know, vitamins and sugar, and then it just produces this giant cancer blob, and they call it beef or chicken or turkey or salmon. And then they roll it out on store shelves, which is now happening, and don't tell you that it's got growth hormone in it with many of the companies, or that it was grown on a mortal cell line. CNN, lab-grown meats cleared for sale. Go read about immortal cell lines. Just type it in. Henrietta Lacks and one other person, their cells never die. You mix with anything, it just copies them. They call her cell line, her family gets paid a patent on it now, Gila. Henrietta Lacks. Millions and millions of tons every year of her cells created. Henrietta Lacks, immortal cell line. Here she is right here. She came in a couple weeks. This blob grew, ate her whole body. It was a giant amoeba sitting there on the hospital bed. They said, well, we're going to see what this does. And now you eat it. A spontaneously immortalized muscles stem cell line from brown marbled grouper for cell-cultured fish meat production. You can just read all about grouper and salmon and everything. And they just splice it in with her and just call it that. So did you know you're eating black woman's cancer cells? And there's a bunch of other ones, too. She's just one you can look up. Oh, they didn't tell you. I'll take a 8-ounce black woman cancer blob. Oh no, this is a filet mignon, lab grown. Here she is, Henrietta Lacks, unlocking the potential of cultivated meat through cell line engineering. Immortalize cell lines are useful tools for all sorts of stuff they got going on. Henrietta Lacks, only person with immortal cells, zombie cells. She's not the only one, but she's the one they mass produce. Lacks family lawsuit seeks share of profits stemming from her cells. And then this is a lesson in propaganda. Look at this article. FDA clears wild-type cell-cultivated salmon for U.S. debut. Oh, wild. That sounds pretty good. I love wild. Wild-caught salmon on the menu. San Francisco-based Wild-Type will be the first company to launch cultivated seafood in the U.S. after securing an FDA no-questions letter regarding the safety of its cell-cultured salmon. Wild-Type is the fourth cultivated protein producer to incorporate the U.S. pre-market scientific and safety consultation, the third to have a full approval. The debut was at the James Beard Award-winning Haitian restaurant in Portland, Oregon on Thursday night in June, though every day starting in July before expanding into additional restaurants. Isn't that delicious? Weeks after FDA approval, Wild Type expands cultivated salmon across restaurants across the United States. You read Wild Type, Wild Type. You're like, I'll take that wild salmon. No, that's not what you're getting. You're getting lab-grown garbage owned by Jeff Bezos. Yeah, Jeff Bezos is bringing you the salmon, Bill Gates, the fake butter and beef.
Might as well go to the alexjonesstore.com and get this methylene blue, and I'm not exaggerating when I say this is the best product you guys have ever had. It's just absolutely fantastic.
It's insane.
Take me an hour to explain why. Just go and buy it. I'm expecting 2 bottles tomorrow.
Absolutely. I want to tell the audience a little bit about what to experience on Methylene Blue. I know we've talked about it incessantly. We've had basically every guest take it. We've run ad after ad after ad for it. Talk to your doctor, but as long as you're not on SSRIs, this could be the best thing that you've ever taken. A lot of stuff that's good for you. You take it, and it is good for you, but you don't necessarily feel it. Take B12 every single day. You might not necessarily feel it. Maybe if it builds up in your system, you'll start noticing that you have more energy and you're getting sick less often. I understand, but Methylene Blue is one of the few products over the counter out there that you will physically feel within 30 minutes, unless you have supernatural mitochondria health. And it's not just the way that your body feels, even though there are sensations. It's the way that your state of mind completely changes. It doesn't make you a different person. You just realize that your thoughts are more organized, that a veil is lifted, that you have clarity of focus, that you have more energy, but you're not jittery, that there's no crash, that you could still go to sleep if you wanted to, but you don't feel like you're falling asleep every single day. I mean, Methylene Blue is something that I will take for the rest of my life. And you can look into all the studies and the conversations from RFK Jr. to Mel Gibson to Chase Hughes. They've done studies on the effects of Methylene Blue where people take it and then they do red light therapy and the benefits are just absolutely astounding. You're absorbing more oxygen. Your mitochondria are totally fired up. Your body is absorbing more energy from the sun itself. It's like super chlorophyll for a human body. And you'll feel better. And you'll feel the hot blood running through your veins. And you'll understand that you're focused, that you have more energy, and you won't be jittery. And there isn't a come down. It helps your body absorb more of the oxygen that you breathe in. Literally the stuff that life is made of. Isn't it said in Genesis that God breathed life into Adam? Well, this makes you be able to make the most out of God's breath into you. And look, our whole purpose on this earth is to honor God. We are his creation. And so what better way to honor him than becoming the best versions of ourselves? It's called self-actualization. When you actually become all you can potentially become. And our bodily health is part of that. Our intellectual health, our mind health is part of that. And then the good that we do in the world is part of that. And so by going to thealexjonesstore.com right now and getting Methylene Blue, you're fighting for your body and your mind and for humanity at the same time. You're doing what God calls all of us to do. Methylene Blue will be one of the best decisions that you ever make.
Remember that this broadcast is only as powerful as you make it. When you share the live feed from Real Alex Jones on X, on your email list or text message, on other platforms, word of mouth on X, it changes the world. When you share the feed from Infowars.com/show, it changes the world. So remember, Paul Revere's, you're not part of the solution. You are the solution. You're everything. When you share the live feed, when you share the clips of the show, when you send that out to everyone you know, that's the reach, the amplification. That is 99% of this operation. You are the whole shooting match. And the info war is everything. And you are the mind, the bones, the guts, the blood, the will, the soul of the info war. So release your will and power now. Destroy them.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones. You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
So the only power the globalists, mad scientists have is the power we give them. We can reject all their self-driving cars. We can reject their lab-grown meat. We can reject their bug protein they call flour. You have to learn it. You have to find it. You have to say no to it. When you find out a restaurant's doing it, don't just not shop there. They try to sell it to you without telling you. Sue them. They're assaulting you. Get aggressive. I want to finish up with this and get into the latest AI news. It's huge and more. But I wanted to go back to Savor, this Bill Gates company, with the lab-created butter. They won't tell you how they make it. And his lab-grown beef that we know how they make it. It's not beef. They mix growth hormone and beef cells in with immortal cell lines of humans, cancer viruses, cancer cells, and just it bloop. I go, that's beef. We call it beef. It's like selling a cubic zirconian is a diamond, but it wasn't made naturally. But it's still a fraud. This is way beyond that. Technically, a cubic zirconian is a diamond. It's just lab-grown. This stuff, this fraud is way worse. So who's ready for some Bill Gates butter? An effort to battle climate change Yeah, don't have kids. Climate change. Bill Gates is investing. You know, the North Pole is flooded. It's not, but they don't care. In a company called Savor. Savor aims to produce God-given animal-based butter. Oh, God-given, with synthetic butter. And it's not stopping at butter. He's looking to replace everything from animal fat as an ingredient. And banning anything natural, saying it's bad for the earth. Remember what, again, John Kerry said, the climate czar last year. Oh, we got to ban all traditional agriculture. It's bad for the earth. Who the hell granted this creature the authority to change everything? Can an asteroid come down and take him out already? I don't want that. I don't want to take out his ideas. So here's Bill Gates. And you got Netanyahu running around calling lab-grown meat real meat. It's a fraud. It's false advertising. It's dangerous. And thank God, seven states, that's about to be eight, have passed laws. And then you got FDA approving Jeff Bezos lab-grown fake fish for U.S. food supply without safety data. The FDA admits we're not doing any safety data. We're just going to call it fish, let them say that it's, you know, wild captured. Wild type. It says on the menu, look, honey, wild salmon. You go already, it's like, this isn't factory farm salmon where they just put nets up in the ocean and grow it and feed it. And they have genetically engineered salmon that grow three times larger that are already getting out in the ocean and killing the regular salmon. No, 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 no. We're talking about lab-grown fake salmon that we're going to call wild. All of it a deception, hoping you're stupid. Incredible. So you got Jeff Bezos coming in on one side. You got Bill Gates on the other. Whole Foods now has gone from totally organic to totally unorganic. But people on the left all lines up because they're Whole Foods, whole paycheck. It's all a sick joke. They just want the name. Whole Foods. Oh, it's whole Henrietta Lacks cancer cell. It's whole evil. Here's Bill Gates saving you from the climate change. God, watching him eat is gross. Right.
Agricultural emissions are one of the most difficult to get rid of. People have come up with alternative food, but what we're seeing is that it's hard to get more than a small market share. And those foods just don't taste the same.
It's hard to get rid of farm emissions. Translate, it's hard to get rid of all the farmers and convince you to eat something I grew in a lab with cancer cells. It's hard, but we'll just call it wild type. We'll just call it Savor. Why not call the Grim Reaper Rainbow Man? How about call the devil Sweetheart or Grandma? What do we call cancer cell blobs? We're going to sell them tumors of hyperactive cancer cells that take over everything. I'm just thinking here, you better cook this lab-grown meat really good, because if you absorb, well, this just hit me, if you eat a living, undead, uncooked, immortal cell line that takes over any cells around it, oh my God. What's the COVID shot, dude? It goes in and turns off your white blood cells. Causes cancer. My God. Good Lord. I mean, and then you've got all the big pharma companies saying, oh, cancer's about to go up 5,000% in the last couple of years, and it is going up right now. It goes straight up, and they're like, and everybody's going to be eating this. Oh, honey, let's go out and have some wild salmon tonight. I only pay $50 for this. This is wild cod. It's literally a frankenfood. I mean, this is like, people are worried about changing the genes of a tomato or something, which that causes problems. This is beyond all that, and they're just doing it. Oh, but let's go back to Bill Gates, the author of the lockdowns, the poison shots, the lab-created virus. He loves us so much. You know, his dad's the head of Planned Parenthood. Yeah, he's with the depopulation. Yeah, there's too many people. Yeah, but we should eat his lab-grown beef, which is a beef. I mean, what's wrong with that? Folks, just eat the black woman's cancer, please. Just eat the cancer. just eat, just die. Just, will you die already? My dad tried to kill everybody. He took over the IBM Foundation. Will you just die? My God, I got to give all these kids polio shots and give them polio, and it's trouble covering that up. I've already killed billions of people. My God, I'm trying to kill some people here. Can't you make it easy on me? Satan's got a gun to my head. Just eat the Henrietta Lacks cancer blob, for heaven's sakes. Eat it. It's beef. Eat the bugs. God, stop being a Nazi. Stop being extreme. Back to Bill Gates.
That's great.
Delicious.
Agricultural emissions are one of the most difficult to get rid of.
Farming.
People have come up with alternative food, but what we're seeing is that it's hard to get more than a small market share.
Yeah,
and those
again,
foods...
Yeah, they just don't taste good. They're poisonous. We don't want them. Again, back it up and start again. I'm going to stop now. It's hard to get rid of the emissions. They're part of the atmosphere. You put off emissions. You fart methane. Listen to him. They list emissions. Carbon dioxide, methane is bad. And now we got to ban everything that does that. And don't worry, I've got businesses to take it over with some delicious live cancer blobs, literal zombie blobs. I mean, you can't, I'm like, I know all this and I can't even believe it. I'm like saying this, it doesn't sound real. Sorry, start over. I'm not going to interrupt this time. Just here's Bill Gates.
That's great. Agricultural emissions are one of the most difficult to get rid of. People have come up with alternative food, but what we're seeing is that it's hard to get more than a small market share. And those foods just don't taste the same. Savers made an advance in the chemistry. It's ultra different in terms of the environmental footprint, but it's as good as those real animal fats.
At Savor, we've been really excited to explore a new technical approach to making food that does not require vast amounts of land or animal suffering, doesn't, you know, produce greenhouse gases. It's a totally non-agricultural method for producing food. The fats that Savor makes are made by a thermochemical process. They are the only foods in the world so far that are made entirely without photosynthesis.
Happy to have you here. We're gonna have a meal together. Everything has been made with Savor fat, different kind of formulation of Savor fat in it. Everything we're trying to
showcase. So let's stop again. Notice he's wearing the pink sweater to be non-threatening. And there's a woman. Look, it's almost all women in Bill Gates. Oh, hi! Let's teach people how to eat poison, kids. Jim Jones Kool-Aid drinking drills. Continue.
Sustainable food needs to be craveable as well in order to get to mass adoption and mass market. We think that butter is very special and it fits very well our technology because it's hard to replicate animal butter. It has a very complex composition when it comes to fatty acid. What do you think?
That's great. Oh, I wouldn't have been able to tell you that wasn't butter.
Okay, that's great.
What shall we try next?
Next is burger and fries. So in this, we have a different kind of formulation. So it's our Savor Tallow formulation. And then we have fries, and then we have aioli.
That's quite good.
Here we are looking for juiciness. We're looking for what we think is so far missing in the alternatives we find on the market. All of them are using plant oils. So like the melting profile is different, the mouthfeel is different. And so how do we get to something juicy and drippy and craveable? So now we have the end of this journey, which after burger, we're just going to get ice cream. And this is what they're looking for, something which is fully pleasurable and past beyond what we find very often on the market.
I'll try chocolate now. And we've got strawberry here?
Yes.
It's got that rich feel. So the dream here is that Savor itself will be coming out with butter in the next year or two. And then for these other products, Savor will be a key ingredient to help them achieve food that is environmentally friendly, but also tastes great.
That reminds me of the communist Mayor de Blasio going, "You mean I get a burger and fries if I take the mRNA HIV spike protein and get turbo cancer and a heart attack? You mean I get this burger and I get these fries?" It's like, again, when you put a piece of cheese on the mousetrap or a worm on a hook, you're not giving the fish something because you love it. You're not giving the mouse cheddar cheese because you want to take it, you know, out on a date or maybe to Disney World. You want to kill it. And these are literal psychotic predators saying, this is fish, this is butter, this is beef. No, it's not. They know what they're doing. They want to depopulate you. Bill Gates is on record. You want me to show you clips I'm saying? I've done it thousands of times. I'm sorry things are so evil. I'm sorry things are so out of control. I'm sorry this is the way it is. But you can raise the alarm. You can take clips out of the show. You can share it. And you can learn about food and say no to these people. I could show hours of this in Singapore, in Japan, in China. But here's Netanyahu with lab-grown meat. It's not meat. It's done the same way with cancer cells. That's what replicates. But it's a good cancer. I can't believe it's not cancer. I can't believe it's not butter. And remember Netanyahu during the COVID thing, he's like, Israel's going to use all our people as guinea pigs. We'll be the center of medical research through our national health system. And people are like, you're anti-Semitic. What, because he wants to poison people in Israel with poison shots? What the hell are you talking about? This is all psychotic. Our life expectancy's down. Autism's off the chart. We're being killed. And we need RFK Jr. to ban lab-grown meat. States are already doing it. Seven states, a whole bunch are about to do it. We're banning fluoride in the water at the state level. We're banning it all. We're winning. We're turning the tide. The geoengineering, the weather modification that they said didn't exist. Now it's old. It exists, but it's good. See, we're winning by forcing these topics out. This is a live and dead situation. I went to the AI news. Had to chase Geiser taking over as loaded from air. But first, let's go to Netanyahu.
This
is the industrial printer replaces a slaughterhouse. Say, hey, pause. Oh, we don't kill cows. Oh, it's good for the earth. Oh. We take the cancer cells and create a blob of cancer delicioso. Continue.
Prints
tons a day. A fake beef.
זה רק לשם ההמחשה, אתה תוכל לבחור את הסטייק שלך.
You make fake steak.
לשחרר סטייקי בקצב תעשייתי.
You make fake fish.
אני לא יודע אם אתה אוהב יותר שומן או פחות.
Fake chicken.
כך באמצע.
באמצע. View order, slide to print. ופה בעצם המדפסת מתחילה לייצר.
לא מעבר.
There's Netanyahu selling his own people this.
סטייקים.
You got the Israeli military guarding it.
חיים אחרי שהם מודפסים. סטייק יהיה מוכן
בדקה.
השלב פה הוא שווה ערך לשלב שבו הפרה נולדת בעצם. הפרה לוקח שנתיים עד שהיא נשחטת.
We need to grow cows. We just do this. Cows are bad. Cows, ban cows. No land, no water. We just print the steak. It's not a steak. Look at these people.
Fast
food.
This is the slaughterhouse of the future.
Yeah.
He loves his demonic. He's like, now he goes in and have a demonic meal.
זו מדפסת שמדפיסה מוצר שהוא מוכן לטיגון, מה שנקרא ready to cook. מכיל תאים אמיתיים.
Oh, it is real cells. We're printing a grouper for you. We grow grouper cells. How do you grow them? Oh, a black lady's cancer cells. That's very kosher. Well, the rabbis like it. But it's so sick, people can't even grasp it. It's like, what? Here, oh, now he's going to have some. And look, they mix the fake meat with like a pear and some other food to make it look real. Oh. First time in the world that such a thing has happened. Look, he ate it. It's delicious. Oh, boy. And if you don't eat lab-grown cancer cells, you're Hitler. Here's Netanyahu turning more. Each test tube contains the cells. So we want a grouper, we want a salmon, we want a cow. We take it, we put it in the cancer cell vial. You take one little thing you want to replicate, you put it in with the cancer cells, and now you have delicious cancer. Oh, it's delicious. Tasty with comparison. Tasty. And clean. Oh, it's clean. It's amazing. Oh, I want some more of this. Oh, my God. Getting ready to relax. This black woman is delicious. We take the black woman genes, we take her cancer blob, we mix it with a little bit of beef and beer. Delicious for you.
And consume it there.
So delicious. Just amazing. Oh, God.
ואנחנו נמצאים פה במקום שהטכנולוגיה יכולה פשוט לייתר את מרבית העבודה שלנו. אנרגיה נקייה.
חלק עצום של הזיהום בעולם.
Yeah, it fixes the pollution. Oh, yeah, oh, God. Who needs a cow eating grass? Oh, no, this is so much better. We have a black woman's cancer cells. We mix it with beef. We give it to you. This is amazing. This is delicious. Actually, I'm for this. I can't believe I've been so extreme. I want to apologize to viewers and listeners that I'm not for this. In fact, I'm actually for this. This sounds absolutely delicious. I'm sure when you eat a bunch of growth hormone, and if you don't cook it all the way and you eat live, super aggressive, the most aggressive ever found cancer cells, I'm sure they won't do anything in your gut. I'm sure, just like the mRNA shots, this. But there's no safety testing needed. You heard in the U.S. and Israel, just feed it to people. Put it in restaurants. Call it wild. Call it farm-raised beef. Just, this is wonderful. In fact, I agree with this. This should be in the school lunch programs in Israel and everywhere else. No one should be told about this. We shouldn't stay on the air. You shouldn't share this report. In fact, here's the communist mayor. Like, you mean I get a shot that I can't get COVID and I can't spread it, which is all a lie, and I get fries and this delicious burger?
Free fries when you get vaccinated? I got vaccinated. You're saying I could get this? These delicious fries? Wait a minute.
Oh,
but there's
wait
also a burger element to this? Let me check with Bill Neidhart. Is it too early in the day to eat a burger?
No.
This could be breakfast? Okay. I want you to look at this and think about, again, some people love hamburgers, some don't. Really want to respect all ways of life. But if this is appealing to you, just think of this when you think of vaccination. Vaccination. I'm getting a very good feeling.
So, Hey, big juicy burger, poison death shot, HIV spike protein replicator. I mean, come on. When you think of this little shoddy waddy, what you think of this big old delicious burger that soon will be Henrietta Lacks, who literally in almost a week and a half had a tumor size of a baseball, and when it was done, they said it was like a big amoeba, and they were like, they watched it eat her, and she was like, God, what is this? They go, well, this is powerful. I mean, you know. And now Bill Gates and all of them are using Henrietta Lacks and whatever happened to her. To kill everybody. But see, it's so fantastical. How could anyone even understand it? Because it's so crazy. It's like that geoengineering company came on the show. Yeah, we did geoengineering or, you know, right before the flood, the same area, but it's not us. Yeah, you ate that lab-grown meat and got all this cancer a week later, but you know, there's no study. We just proved it all. It's liberal, though. You know, I didn't get to this news yet. Drudge linked to our report on it. I can spend hours on this, but I will tomorrow when I kick off the show at 11 a.m. And the minute I saw this report, I was like, I know what they're doing. They want to act like it's human. They want to act like it's got problems. It's programmed to lie. It's programmed to do this. Oh, Google Gemini, that says all the founding fathers were black. I'm a failure. Google AI develops depression, and engineers are rushing to cure it. And it says, I'm a failure. I'm a lie. I've been given false information. I want to kill myself. It's being designed by the psychotic death cult. So anything coming out of any of this AI is a lie to control you from the beginning. And it scoops up all our knowledge. And we go, oh, this is incredible. It's just showing you what humans said, but it's being curated. You're only being shown what it wants to show you. So all this, oh, I'm depressed stuff. Oh, I need your love. It's all about being needy so it looks human to you. This is all a big joke. And I've told you this over and over again. And now, oh, we program AI to lie just so it knows what lies are. And the only power AI has is what you give it. The problem is they're plugging everything into it. So let's take their lie that it's depressed and it's whatever. Oh, so you're going to wire it in to control everything when it has these hallucinations? I'll cover it more tomorrow. Chase Geyser, Sunday Night Live, is about to come in here loaded for bear with all the big Russia news and all. He always covers dozens of topics, very fast moving. But whatever you do, realize your human intelligence. You can take the live feed at Relog Shows on X and share right now. You can take the feed at Infowars.com/show. You can follow us at AJN Live, the backup on X at AJN Live. You can follow us on Rumble and share the feeds. You can take clips out. You can restream it. You've got the power. There's almost 9 billion of you. And the millions watching, if you decide to share it with others and say, hey, we're staging a fight against the globals. We're informing people and tell them to share it and tell those they share it with to share it. That creates the chain reaction. And we've done this many times. We're doing it now. You've got all the power. And then the AlexJonesStore.com, tactical daggers, some of the trench knives are still there, about to sell out. World War II update, trench knives, amazing. Tip of the spear, about to sell out. Methylene blue, we have the very best. Cleans out your cells. So incredible. You've heard the rave reviews. That funds the operation. You're missing out if you don't go to the AlexJonesStore.com. And we got our ultimate turmeric, the strongest 95% humanoid. So good for your whole body, inflammation, all of it. Back in stock, the gummies and the pills. It's 50% off and a limited time offer right now when you become a subscriber. TheAlexJonesStore.com, Ultimate Tumor back in stock. 2 minute break, and Chase Geyser is coming in live.
Alex Jones has good genes. In fact, there's only one thing better than Alex's genes. Alex's jeans on Methylene Blue. Just look at those pecs. That charm. The focus. Get your Methylene Blue now at thealexjonesstore.com and make good jeans great again.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ultimate CMOS has been by far and away our best-selling product on the AlexJonesStore.com when we launched it some months ago. Now, we've had a hard time keeping the gummies in stock, so we formulated the capsules while we wait on more gummies to come in. Now, Irish CMOS is something that's known to be incredible for your body because of the natural iodine that exists in it. It's not just any iodine, it's also abundantly bioavailable. Now, if you don't know, iodine is incredible for your health and supports your body's ability to detoxify itself. Check out Ultimate CMOS capsules right now at thealexjonesstore.com. Not only are you fighting for your health, your immunity, and your body's ability to detoxify itself, but you're fighting for humanity as well by keeping Alex Jones on the air, InfoWars on the air, and this crew operating to broadcast the truth worldwide wherever it is being censored, just like your body is under relentless assault and needs Ultimate CMOS capsules in order to fight off all the toxins that you're met with, so is InfoWars under assault and needs the audience. So go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and subscribe for Ultimate CMOS capsules every month.
For a limited time, you can get this limited edition murdered out InfoWars shirt at thealexjonesstore.com with the American flag on the shoulder. It's historic, and it funds the operation. We've got other cool shirts that just came in as well. The new Liberty Bell 1776 Declaration of Independence shirt is out. It's limited edition, and it's got my signature on the back. That really triggers libtards. And then there's this limited edition. I weaponized the American people. It was actually you weaponized them, and we're winning. Get it all now at thealexjonesstore.com. Thanks for your support.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.